welcome to the Citrus Gridiron, your home for Central Florida High School football.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Citrus Gridiron. We have a very, very exciting interview here today. You know, our local fan base is Central Florida, a lot of people that follow Central Florida high school football and recruiting, but I think we're going to get a lot of South Florida in this one. We have two very big recruits in front of us, both committed to the University of Miami. And if you guys want to introduce yourself, give a little. I know Max Buchanan here has been on here before, so we are familiar with him. But we got Darion Coleman here, and let's hear a little bit about yourself.
Darion Coleman, usually from Lakeland, but I play at Orlando Jones in Orlando.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, the mic is, they're not like elite mics. We got, I know, all the stuff you see online, people are like super far, but these ones you got to like be up close to. But yeah, we got you. Very excited to have you here. You guys actually played against each other last night. If you guys want to give kind of a recap on how that game went.
it was a hard one. You know, we had some pieces missing that were definitely some detrimental pieces that we needed.
Right.
And, you know, we had to learn from it and grow because we only had one practice that we got to go through the full thing.
Gotcha.
Every practice we got shut down, I want to say an hour into it, we got kicked off the field.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Or we couldn't even go out to start the practice. It was horrible this whole week, for the past 2 weeks, actually. We weren't able to get full practices in.
With the weather every day or?
Yeah, the heat index was too bad.
The heat index, man.
Oh, wow. That's changed.
Yeah.
We didn't have to worry about that.
No, I know. Actually, when I first started coaching a few years ago, the heat index became a new thing because I think someone died somewhere. It might have been in state. So they passed a new law that if the heat index is so-and-so, I don't know what it is, you're legally not allowed to practice.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it's crazy. So do you guys, there's no way to adjust your practice times or?
We were doing morning practices. We'd start at 9 and we'd go till 12 or 11:30. But by the time 10 hit, we had to get off the field. It was
really
bad. Yeah. And then once school started and we were going after school, so we'd start around 3.
Mm-hmm.
Before we got on the field, it was too bad for us to even start practices.
Yeah.
So we were just always going to the gym and it was just, it wasn't helping us out at all.
Yeah. Because you can't be full speed in the gym.
No.
So it's the same thing with you guys?
No, we actually practice.
Yeah.
We practice the whole time. And then when they'll kick us off the field, we'll just go on the board and and then we'll go in the gym.
Okay.
So we have a full practice in the gym too.
Yeah. It's hard though. I mean, so you're in tennis shoes and stuff, just going through walkthroughs and stuff like that.
Sometimes we don't even walk through. Like, we actually go full speed, but like not really full speed, really 80%.
Okay. I got you.
Just like a thud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. So, I mean, it's hard. I mean, and another thing with high school football in Florida specifically right now has been the transfer stuff. So I know a lot of you guys got new key pieces. How hard was it getting someone like Larry Miles, you know, familiar with the offense?
It wasn't really hard. I knew Larry since a kid. So getting him to Jones wasn't hard. It's just I had to teach him
right
the speed for the playbook and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he had a heck of a game last night. So he definitely learned it well.
Yeah, definitely did.
And what about you? What kind of key pieces you guys have over at Seminole? New pieces?
You know, Mike Clayton, he got there in January. So he was with us all spring. So it definitely helped him getting ready for fall. He's starting to learn the offense a lot better. He's just, you know, he's got to find the right checks and balances to what plays can and can't be ran out of certain fronts. You know, I mean, but that comes with every quarterback going into a new offense.
Yeah.
You know, on the O-line, we were just trying to reload. We had some young guys playing, and we just got to get them better.
Right.
And then wide receivers, I mean, we got Devin Voltaire. He came from Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. He's a dog. But he's... You know, sometimes he gets in his own head. And then we got Z from Olympia. You know, he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's real good. I was surprised we got him, to be honest. I didn't know he was going to come.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
Really good player.
He actually told me at the game I saw him, he's like, the reason why I didn't come to Jones was because you told me not to come.
Man, that's crazy. So I just wanted to kind of talk about your game a little bit, DC. We're really, really impressed, man. I know that you have trained with Balin, if I'm not mistaken. And, I mean, he has just an incredible resume right now, you know, especially with the class of 2026. And what has it been like training with these guys like Noah Grubbs and Clayton and all those guys?
We just push each other.
Yeah.
We don't even be focused on the work. We love, we play around, but we cut that short. We just push each other the most and just work on our leadership with each other.
Yeah.
And just build bonds.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, great players playing with great players. It's going to be a good outcome. And one of my favorite parts about your game is how calm you are in the pocket, man. That's so impressive. What do you think has helped you kind of get that demeanor? You're so calm. I was telling him, it's almost like you're in a video game. Like, you look so calm. It's like you're not moving. You're not seeing ghosts. You're not freaking out. You're calm in the pocket. You can climb the pocket well. And then you got the nice zip on the ball as well, of course.
What got me so calm in the pocket, I was always the smallest person on the field. So the size stuff never mattered to me. And I started playing varsity football in 8th grade.
Right.
So after all that happened, just size never made a thing to me.
Right. So it never got overwhelming. You can slow it down a little bit, you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially knowing how to read a defense well, as I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not hard.
Okay. And now, does Baylen help you with that aspect of the game and as far as reading defenses and stuff like that? Or is that more on the Jones side or personal side?
No, that's just my head coach. I spend my time with him almost every single day in his office.
Okay. So Baylen's more of the mechanics and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Where do you guys, because I know you guys are all over, the state. Do you guys meet up at a local spot, or?
He just found a spot in here.
Find a spot.
The location to us.
Yeah, and then it's just go?
Yeah.
Nice, man. Well, it's obviously working, man. We're really impressed. Shout out to Baylen. He's doing a heck of a job over there. How long have you been training with him?
I think since, 10 years old.
10 years old?
Yeah.
Now, has Grubbs and all them been that long as well?
No, just me.
Just you? Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is
crazy. So he saw it in you young.
Young.
Yeah.
I met him at a camp when I was a youngin'. Uh-huh. I met him at a camp, and ever since that, it's just been that.
And that was over in Lakeland or Tampa area?
No, I was somewhere over in Orlando.
Oh, it was in Orlando? Okay. Nice, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's good. Starting when you're young.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are you guys most excited about, kind of both being committed to Miami, an exciting team right now has a really good recruiting class. They hit the transfer portal really well. Have you guys had a discussion about both going to Miami? Are you two familiar with each other? Kind of give me your background on that. And I know there's a few other guys in Central Florida committed to Miami as well.
Yeah. So, I was familiar with him.
Yeah.
But before he committed to Miami, I didn't know he was going to go to Miami.
Yeah. Caught me off guard too.
Yeah.
was that for the shock? You wanted to catch everyone kind of off guard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everybody thought I was going to go to Oklahoma.
Mm.
Ever since I got Miami, it's just been that.
That's been a school for you?
Good.
Nice.
Good place. Yeah.
So what specifically do you guys like about Miami?
I love the coaches there. Cristobal and Mirabal, they're dogs.
Yeah.
Especially for the O-line, they produce so many guys.
Right.
And they've done it at every school they've been to. So, I mean.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I know they're going to do it.
Because when they were at Oregon, they had some good guys in the draft. Mm-hmm. And yeah.
That, and even when they're at FIU.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they took a crappy team and made them a bowl team.
Yeah.
Did the same thing at Oregon, and now they're here at Miami, and I mean.
So you kind of look for the future in that.
Yeah, I believe within the next 4 years we're going to be competing in a national championship. So
there you go.
That's what I wanted to join.
What about you, DC? What gives them the edge? What gives Miami the edge?
The culture.
Yeah.
Everybody that knows me says I just fit Miami.
Yeah.
So well. So,
yeah.
When I started seeing that myself, I just had to go with it. Had to take that shot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Having the U on the side of your helmet is definitely, taken with a lot of pride. It definitely means something. And there's a lot of fun games. Is there any specific games you guys are looking forward to while being at Miami?
FSU.
FSU.
Yeah. And you have a Florida State commit on your team. We got Ethan.
Ethan Pritchard.
So you guys have any beef over that?
No. Ethan, actually, I don't want to put him on blast, but he was wearing Miami gloves at the game last night.
Uh-oh.
I tried to get him to take a picture with me, but he didn't want to.
Rivals and stuff is going to take off with that.
Yeah, exactly. But
man, that's crazy. And then you with Vernell, he's going to Florida. Any tension there or no?
When the game of that week is, it's going to be tension.
Yeah, that's week one.
Yeah, we already been talking about it.
So yeah.
Yeah, we both going to be there.
Oh, you're going to go? Yeah. Nice. You going together?
Nah.
No. He'll be with the Florida staff. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's going to be an interesting game. A lot of teams with young guys, a lot of transfers. I mean, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
two new quarterbacks that transferred in. You got Cam Ward at Miami. He's going to be interesting. And the Florida. Who's going to start for?
He's been there.
But yeah, he's been there.
But that DJ Lagway.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking. Dude, that
I will
kid.
Say, DJ is a great person.
Yeah. I met him?
I met him 2 times. I went up there in springtime for an official visit, and then when I was on my OV, he's a great guy. I love that kid to death.
Have you met him?
Yeah, I actually saw him like three times. Every time I went to Florida, he just been there.
Oh yeah,
yeah. We always talk.
Yeah, to he each can other. Play. He's a good player.
Definitely is.
I would thought he was going to compete for the starting spot off the bat.
I mean, I think Mertz, his ceiling's kind of maxed at a certain point.
Yeah.
So I mean, if he's not producing, I mean, I think Lagway's ready to go.
I'm really excited because I know Miami's got two just crazy standouts on offense now at quarterback and running back. You got Martinez, that transfer from Oregon State. Yeah. He was actually, last year I said it, he was my favorite player in college football. That dude is electric. Have you guys watched him play at Oregon State?
A little bit.
I mean, those games were on at like midnight.
They're pretty late.
But, dude, that dude is, he's the real deal, man. He's going to be someone to watch. And then, obviously, Cam Ward, super electric player there. What about playing against Trevor Jackson possibly in the future? Are you excited for that?
That's my boy, you know. If I play against him, I play against him. But, yeah, you know, it's all love at the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely a good shot of it, you know. He's over at Florida State. He can you know, compete for that starting position, you know, right off the bat. Speaking of starting positions, was playing time like a factor for you guys? Is that something you looked at? Like, you want to get on campus and play right away? Or is it kind of a project for you guys? What do you think?
You know, I mean, Miami's always had a great offensive line, so
yeah.
I think when I get there, I'm gonna compete for a spot. I'm not going there just to sit on the bench for a year. I'm going
absolutely
there. I'm gonna try to play as early as I can.
Yeah.
If I can start, I'm gonna start. If I don't, I mean, I'm just gonna learn and get better as it goes. But I'm going down there to take someone's spot. So
there you go.
It must suck, but yeah, not for me.
What about you?
Yeah, same for me. You know, if you know me, I'm not here to sit on the bench.
Right.
I'm gonna compete for that spot.
Right.
No matter if you was the top dog there before or as soon as I get there, you're going to have to compete with me. You're going to feel me in the locker room. You're going to feel me everywhere we at.
Yeah, I love it, man. So have you guys been in like a group chat, Miami, like commits type thing? Are you staying in touch with those guys?
Yeah, they've got a group chat that we're all in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. That's exciting. So you guys have been following the guys that are kind of at your position. Like, I've always wondered that about like recruiting. Are you looking at like, all right, they got another offensive lineman, they got another quarterback coming in, like, you know, that's your boy, but, like, at practice, when it comes down to practice, that's your competition. Like, you're beating them out.
Yeah, end of the day.
Yeah.
End of the day, you're trying to get that spot.
So yeah, absolutely. Because you're not really a football player if you're not competing.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, and you're not a good football player if you don't want to compete.
Yeah, exactly. That's exciting, man. Well, I know Miami's got such a bright future. Have you guys started hating Florida State yet? Do you have that in your heart already or no? Because I know they were in your tops.
Yeah, they were definitely one of my top schools. I like all the coaching staff there.
But, yeah,
you know, once I get down there, it's going to be different.
Yeah,
it's,
man.
It's not a recruiting process anymore. That's my life.
And yeah, absolutely.
That's probably when it's going to kick in hard.
I got you. What about you? Any Florida State hate yet?
No, I don't have them yet.
Not yet. Yeah, I feel like once you're on campus, man, they'll engrave that. I mean, that's part of the culture there, like, you're Miami, you hate Florida State. You know, that's just kind of the way it is. It's one of the best rivalries in college football, if you ask me. I've been to a handful of those games myself, and it gets heated, man. And especially because you know a lot of the guys. A lot of the guys grew up with each other. A lot of that South Florida, Central Florida, and North Florida pipelines. They know each other, you know.
Yeah. In their camps and stuff
like that. Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure you guys know a ton of guys that are going to those schools. And it's definitely going to build up. So what do you guys want to accomplish when you're at Miami?
I'm going to try to be freshman All-American.
Freshman All-American.
Yeah, that's what I'm aiming for.
That's a good goal. That's a good goal. What about by the time you graduate?
By the time I graduate, I mean, I want my degree before I graduate.
Okay.
Of course. And, yeah. You know, after I want to, if I can, I'm going to leave in three. But
okay.
If not fourth year, I mean, I want to go to the league.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
All right. What about you?
I want to win a national championship.
Win a national championship? That's the goal?
And get a Heisman.
There you go. Yeah. All right, man. Hey, we got it right here. It's going to get posted if you win that Heisman. He said it here. Man, that's all. But the sky's the limit, man, for both of you. You guys have such a unique skill set that sets you apart. We love both of your games. That's why we brought you here, man. We're really excited for you. First of all, also, congratulations. Because, you know, committing to Miami is a big deal. Mm-hmm. I know you guys know the culture there. So, very excited for you guys. Do you guys play with Miami on EA College Football? Have you stepped in that yet? Have you started playing the game? No?
Army's my team.
Army. Dynasty?
Yeah, Dynasty.
Okay.
I created a running back at Army for create a player.
Okay.
When I play any of my buddies, I'm using Army.
Really?
Yeah.
How are they on the game? Rough?
No one stops me.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you playing on Heisman level, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good with them. They got this. They've got this one receiver short. That boy's so
good. Is he real? Is he a real person?
Yeah.
He is?
Yeah, he's good. He's a good
receiver player. At Army?
Mm-hmm. And he's good. He's good in the game. Their running backs are good. Bro, their fullback? That boy is big, but he's fast.
Really?
Yes, I love it. I'll throw the triple option veer in there.
Yeah.
Get you loading up the box, and then I got short over a post over top, and I'm gone. It's just like that.
I don't know. He was Sam was talking about getting a new Xbox just to get the game. Like, that's how much hype is around this game right now. Yeah, have you played it at all, DC?
Yeah, I use Texas.
Texas?
You can't stop Texas.
Texas is good. Texas is
the receiver core, everybody got 99 speed. Yep. Can't stop.
That's crazy. Dang. Yeah, Texas, that's a good school. So are you doing the Dynasty mode?
Oh, in Dynasty, yeah. I got Miami on Dynasty.
Oh, you got Miami on Dynasty? Yeah. So have you guys created yourselves yet?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I can't.
Really?
They can't create no linemen.
Yeah, no linemen.
Oh, yeah. For the road to glory, you can't.
They're screwing me over. Up.
Oh, man. Yeah, but you got yourself. That's cool.
I did. I did say I created a Max Buchanan that's 6'4", 300 pounds at running back, that I'll say that.
Like you in the Pop Warner days. We were talking about that. Exactly. Is Preston in the game? Preston Watson?
Yeah, he is. He's at Duke.
Have you guys played with your boys yet in the game?
Yeah.
I bet that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I haven't played with Preston yet, but I'm going to.
I feel like are you guys? You guys are gonna be in the game, right? You're gonna, because I know some people opt out.
I'm gonna opt in.
Opt in. You're gonna opt in.
Yeah, I'm gonna opt in.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just something myself, like a kid version of me, is gonna be so happy.
That's the coolest thing, right? Yeah, seeing yourself in a video game.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Next step is like the action figures. Those are pretty cool.
Some trading cards.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's awesome. I don't know. Do you know the reason people opt out?
Not really. I mean, I guess if you're not the starter, I mean, it kind of looks bad. But at the end of the
can't
day,
think of a reason. I mean, can't be that bad. No hate. I don't know.
You can also change the depth chart and start.
Yeah. Exactly. You can't change your ratings though.
Nah.
Did you see that East Carolina had a player that's ranked 12 overall?
No way.
What? Yeah. It's I think it's like a fake generic player, but they created a guy that's 12 overall.
Jeez.
It's like a running joke they have going on right now.
Gosh.
But man, that's gonna be cool when you guys are in the game. We'll have to check that out. So little change of subject. The transfer portal right now, as far as college, is pretty crazy. But also, like we were talking about earlier, transferring in high school is crazy right now. What's I want to hear your opinion on this and kind of where everyone's at and how much the game has changed and kind of the advantages and maybe disadvantages of the transferring in high school.
The disadvantages of transferring in high school is you got to learn the whole new playbook.
Yeah.
You got to learn. You got to figure out everybody around you. You got to know who they are. You got to.
That's a lot of new faces.
You got to get learn their new culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one reason why I never transferred in high school.
Yeah.
Then another thing, like your head coach, you got to build a good relationship with your head coach again.
Right.
I'm not doing that. So.
Right. Yeah. And then as far as someone like you're on Jones, but you've gotten transfers, you know, kind of how have they helped build your team already?
They just follow my lead and I just lead them. You know, I help them with everything I can. Like my old lineman, when he came in spring, he was with me every single day.
Really?
I went.
That's good. That's a good relationship to have.
Teaching him the way. And then Larry.
Yeah.
You know, I be with Larry every day.
Yeah.
So that's the same thing as I did with my old lineman.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man, that's good. I mean, that O-line quarterback relationship, we're building it right now here on the Citrus Gridiron. Because, you know, you guys are obviously going to become super familiar with each other down the line. I mean, you're protecting this man.
Yeah, that's my guy now.
That's your guy. So did you guys talk after the game at all yesterday?
A little bit.
Oh, a little bit?
Yeah, we had to go opposite ways because my coach, the way my coach is. Yeah,
we're not. We're not.
I heard it was crazy with security.
Yeah, there was a few incidents that happened.
Yeah,
outside the bull.
Yeah,
there was a few.
Really,
it got brought back to the school.
Really?
Yeah,
we
were held at the school for a little while.
Really, man, dang. I mean, those are the two powerhouse programs. I know, you know, Seminole. I think we talked about had some costly turnovers and then, you know, some unfortunate injuries, but it's always good to see competition. Like, you guys, you know, help build each other because that game doesn't really count for anything.
It's a pride.
Well, pride, yeah. But as far as – 100%, yes. But as far as your record, you know. It's good to play against each other and, you know, see that top talent. You know, I know that Seminole DB Corps was definitely challenged.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was fun. How was it like playing against Seminole for you?
it was just a regular game, you know. Yeah. We already knew what they was finna do. What we watched on film, they came out that in the first play of the game, and we just went right at them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I know. I think you scored the first two drives, right?
First three.
They went three.
Yeah, they did a good streak.
So you had four touchdowns last night?
Yeah.
Four touchdowns? Wow. Mm-hmm. So you felt comfortable, right? Like you never, like, no off season. You're just right back at it. Good. I love it. How about you, Max? How'd you feel last night?
You know, they came out and they did a little bit more blitzing than we thought.
Okay.
But at the same time, we were preparing for it.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the game, they came out in a four down front, which we knew they were going to do. We practiced for the three man front with the four eyes and a zero tech. And, you know, they came out in that probably, I want to say, a little bit before half, they started doing that a lot. And we just knew what we had to do.
Yeah.
We practiced that a lot at practice. So we were kind of familiar with it. But at the same time, we had some young guys and some injuries that were holding us back on the line. So it was definitely not the best game as a unit, I want to say. But personally, I did great.
Yeah.
I didn't let up anything. So I felt great about it.
And I know you guys said it's a lot of pride, but it's also like, if you're going to screw up, if you're going to be down a man, like, this is the time to do it and learn and kind of start facing that adversity early, you know, versus when it matters, when it, you know, impacts your record.
Exactly.
How did Clayton do?
Clayton did good. You know, it was his first game as a Seminole, yeah. I'd say, first real game.
Right.
The spring game, I don't really count because he had just gotten there.
Yeah.
But this game, I mean, he did good. He's still trying to learn. He's still trying to get all of his relationship with the wide receivers down pat because most of our receivers are new and he's new. So it was definitely a little different. It's going to take a little bit longer for him to get the bond that he needs. And same with the O-line. I mean,
absolutely.
He's coming in there. I mean, he's got to understand some fronts that we see and some pickups that we have to do. And he can't override those like a few times that he did. But it's just at the end of the day, if he's going to make a call, we're going to have to listen to it.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. He's good. You good friends with him?
Yeah, that's my boy.
Yeah? Yeah. So are you talking a little smack after that game?
No, I didn't talk no smack. He was the one trying to do all that before the game.
Yeah.
I just ignored it. I had to play with my pads.
Good.
Yeah, are you a quiet player on the field or are you like?
It really depends.
Depends?
Yeah. We don't really do all that talking, but like if you get me in that zone where I'm finna talk, I'm not gonna stop the whole game. Mm-hmm. You're gonna hear me.
Nah.
Yeah.
Agree with that. I'm gonna come out there. I'm gonna be silent for a little bit, but once it starts getting rolling, the tension start getting up. That's what.
So they almost have to strike first.
Yeah, yeah. I'll let them start it first. If they want to be chill, I'll be chill with them. But I'm gonna dog them the whole time. But once they start getting in their feelings, then that's when I'm like, all right, but no, I'm gonna embarrass you and I'm gonna make fun of you for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, were you like that?
I was more of like I just, like he said, play with my pads, but like towards the end, like I would just do a little bit extra. I just let it start adding up on top of each other. Because by the end of the game, they're just tired, and then it really got in their head, and then it was just over.
Yeah, that's the one thing is I don't get too tired during the game. So,
yeah.
I mean, by the third, fourth quarter, and I'm seeing they're slowing down, and I'm just like, all right, well, I'm still here. What's up?
Yeah.
And they start getting mad about it, but it happens.
Bro, being in shape, such an advantage, yeah, especially in the trenches.
Oh, yeah. It definitely
is. That's
awesome. It takes a lot of toll on your body.
No doubt about that. So I wanted to play a little game with you guys. We can either record it or not. I don't know how familiar you are with this type of stuff, but I was going to have you guys do a blind ranking of the ideal team to get drafted to. Are you familiar with, like, the blind rankings?
Yeah.
Like, you basically, like, fill it in like this?
Okay.
So basically, I'm going to – you, one of you, I don't care who goes first. I'll put it at – hold on. I'm recording. Let me start over. I'm going to put it at 10 minutes just so you have no. So all I'm going to do, all you got to do is press play. You guys probably know that better than I do. And all basically you're going to rank it. Number one is the ideal place to get drafted.
Okay.
And I think this would be something cool to look back on in the day. Mm-hmm. You know, if you put, I don't know, San Francisco as your number one, you get drafted to the 49ers. That's pretty cool to say.
Definitely is.
All you're going to do, it's just instant, like, your first initial thought. Like, you don't have to sit here and think about, like, all the pros and cons, you know.
Yeah.
Just go. So who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Go first?
Let him get into it.
All right, so, yeah. You can.
Steelers, 8.
8?
Ooh. So,
Vikings.
Quarterback room's opening up in Minnesota.
Yeah. Falcons, 9.
My dad's going to be mad about that.
Saints, that's a 6.
Oh, yeah, you're a Saints guy.
Eagles, that's a 3.
3, okay.
Jets. It's a 7. A-Rod is there. Titans is a 10.
10.
Ooh.
I feel that one.
Jaguars, that's a 4.
Okay. Stay in state.
Chargers. Oh, I got to go with 2. Really? The Bears is at 1.
Oh, you got your final list? Let's check it out. Damn.
Should have put Eagles at 1 for sure.
Oh.
You know how to, I don't know how to, oh, drafts. I'm going to save it as a draft. We can look back on it. All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Of course.
Let me turn the sound off. All right, hold on. Let me put it at, sorry. There you go.
All
right, I'm interested in it. So you're going to the Bears.
All right. Come on. Falcons, 7. Steelers, like a 9.
So it's almost the same list, it sounds like.
Saints, 1.
Yeah. That got to be your favorite team.
It is. Dolphins, I'll give them 3.
Oh, no. You didn't get the Fins, right?
No. Chargers, they got, what's his name from the
Notre Dame? He's good.
5.
Broncos, 10.
Mm.
Texans, I'll put them at 6. San Francisco's a 2. Tampa Bay, 4. I like being in state. And then Jags. I mean, Jags got to go 8. But, yeah, Saints are my number 1. I've got the Florida Lee tattooed on me.
Nice. Yeah, that's a pretty good list. All right. So you're going to New Orleans. You're going to Chicago. That's where we're at. Man, that's – I love the NFL draft to me is like the Super Bowl, man. I love the NFL draft. It's just cool to see people's dreams come true and stuff, you know? Yeah.
When I was younger, me and my dad would watch it, and every time an offensive lineman got drafted, I had to do 20 push-ups.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it man, sucked. That's interesting.
No, it sucked. There was one, it was 1 year, and there was like every three picks, it was 20 push-ups. It was bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. Is there a particular offensive lineman that you kind of look up to?
I want to say Ben Cleveland. He was at Georgia. Mm-hmm. He's definitely one of my favorites. Also with the New York Giants, Andrew Thomas. Those are like my two guys.
Yeah.
I like them a lot. And Jason Kelsey, of course. He's a guy.
Yeah.
He's
awesome. They got a good podcast. Does a little bit better than ours.
Offensive linemen are just the most fun guys.
I forgot his name. He was at the Titans, and he was really good at the Titans. He's retired now.
He played tackle or guard?
Tackle. Left tackle.
Taylor Lewan?
I'm pretty sure.
The one that does busting with the boys?
Yeah. he's my favorite offensive lineman of all time.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. What about you? Anyone you mimic your game after as far as quarterbacking?
I'll say C.J. Stroud and Deshaun Watson.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were actually talking about this earlier, too. Is like I thought I saw that you were listed as a dual-threat quarterback. And you got wheels. Like, you can move. You can read a defense. You can run the ball. And I was saying to him, you could have not one running play in your highlights, and you could just be still highly as recruited as just a pocket passer.
Exactly.
That is there is so little people that can say that. I think C.J. Stroud was a really good example. Deshaun Watson, too. Those are great examples. Those are guys that it's like they could get recruited as a pocket passer or a dual threat. Those are guys that can move. They're agile, and I think that fits your system really well. How much did Miami recruiting you as far as that kind of impact? Could you see your style of play going well there? Is that kind of – was that a factor?
When Cam got there,
yeah,
that's what really settled it for me. When I seen what he was doing in spring,
yeah.
Yeah, that's what settled it.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's going to be fun to watch this year. I think he's a possible guy in the Heisman list to watch for this year. Do you guys plan on going to – multiple games or?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be down at Miami for the FSU game.
Okay.
And I'm going to go back for probably another game.
Okay.
And then we'll see what else happens.
What about you? Got anything on your schedule?
Yeah, I'm going to be there for the Florida game.
Yep.
Most likely the FSU game too.
Yeah, you can't miss that one.
That's the biggest one. Gotta be
there. That's where your Florida State hate might start right there.
Yeah, maybe.
They're going to be doing that war chant in your face, man.
My freshman year, we'll be at FSU for the first game. Against them.
Ooh, mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Yeah, that'll be a hard one.
Yeah, man, that's a tough atmosphere to play. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I'm already used to the war chant, so it'll be fun.
See, but I love – playing in like those atmospheres.
Oh, dude.
There's something about it. I feel like I play my best in those atmospheres.
I've always been a guy that likes the road games.
Yeah, I like
going. I like hearing the crowd go silent.
Yeah. I love the road games.
Yeah.
Just beating them at home. Yeah. It's like a different level of disrespect.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah.
I play disrespectful. I think that's the best way to play. You come in, you play disrespectful. I'm going to beat you up for four quarters. Then I'm going to go home.
Right.
I don't care.
The only true disadvantage I would say is like hearing the play calls, you know, hearing that stuff. Because we went to that UCF Cincinnati game back when UCF was doing really well. And Cincinnati got a delay a game, I think like their first play. Yeah. They literally couldn't hear the call. So, I mean, that is definitely a disadvantage of playing on the road. But other than that, I mean, I think you guys can agree it's fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely is. I mean, when I was at Vero Beach, that was probably one of the best games I've ever had.
Okay.
And it was a long way down there. And the crowd was crazy. They had a train horn, all this and that.
Man.
And it was awesome. By the third quarter, the train horn guy was still going, but we were all talking to him on the sideline. I don't know why you're doing that on plays.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was bad.
So what game do you guys look forward to most this year as far as like you actually playing in it in high school?
Edgewater.
Edgewater. That's always a good game.
Yeah, Edgewater.
Would you consider that your biggest rival?
Well, like
lately.
Yeah, that's our best rival.
Yeah.
Our real rival is really Evans.
Okay, yeah.
Evans, yeah. But we're not worried about them.
Nah, don't be worried about Evans. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, that Edgewater game, that's always a good one.
Yeah, we're playing them in the bowl, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to play them in the bowl.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's man, cool.
That is crazy. And then you guys will end up, you could end up seeing each other in playoffs again, right?
No, change classification.
Oh,
yeah, I was about to say, we can't play each other again.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they redid it this past spring. They messed everything up.
As far as following people transferring, the classifications, it is like nearly impossible to follow.
Definitely.
Like people are all –
it's messed up right now.
It's so hard to follow. What about you? What game are you looking
Lake
forward
Mary.
To?
Lake Mary.
I knew you was finna
say that. That's Lake Mary's like – brother, that's like Michigan, Ohio State of Central Florida. I'm going to put it like that. It's we're 10
this
minutes
year it's more. At Lake Mary, right?
No, it's supposed to be at Lake Mary, but they redid the classification, so now we have to come back to Seminole for it.
See,
which I'm mad about because I love playing at Lake Mary.
See, how is that? I mean, like, don't get me wrong. I just don't get how that's fair.
I don't know. Like, when we played Lake Brantley last year, we played them at Lake Brantley, and this year we're doing it again at Lake Brantley. Last year we played Lake Mary at Seminole, and we have to play them again at Seminole. But I love going to Lake Mary and playing
them. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I know everybody there.
They got a good student section.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And it's easy for me to spot people out in the student section for some reason. And I'll be looking up there in third quarter, and I'm like, oh, they left.
Yeah.
Nope, they're gone too. I was like, and after the game, I'll talk shit to them. But
yeah. Man, that's, yeah. What about, what besides Lake Mary? Anyone particular?
No, Lake Mary's like...
No, that's it?
Lake Mary. I mean, maybe Lake Wales I'm excited about.
That's
going to be a new game.
Yeah, they're good, right?
Play Lake Wales too?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played them too.
Yeah, Lake Wales making
y'all got to go to Lake Wales?
No, they come here.
Yeah, they're coming to us.
That's one thing about you guys. Your guys' schools are not scared of competition, and I love that.
Yes, I agree.
Because then by the time y'all are in playoff mode, y'all have already been in playoff mode.
You've seen it, yeah.
Well, it's messed up because most of the schools around us won't play us. I mean, I'm sure y'all have the same problem.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We have to.
That I like to play us is Edgewater.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to get an easy win on their schedule. Shoot. I'm not playing Jones or Central.
Oviedo won't play us anymore. So. DeLand won't even play us this year, and that's like a big rivalry, like historical rivalry. Ours was DeLand. It's the Battle of the Bridge.
Right.
But this year they don't want to play us because they don't have to.
And you know what sucks about it is I bet you a lot of the kids do want to play games like that.
Oh, we all do.
But it's a lot of the coaches.
Yeah, it's the coaches.
They're protecting their jobs.
Exactly.
Like, I can't go under 500. That's all it is at the end of the day. So,
yeah, but then you're breeding mediocrity.
Yeah, I mean, you know I'm 100% against it, I think.
You play crappy teams, your team's not going to be the best.
Right,
yeah.
Absolutely. So what team do you guys kind of have an eye out for this year? Like what teams do you think, even if you're not playing them, who do you think is going to surprise some people? Silence.
after the kickoff classic, I was really shocked about Bishop Moore beating Osceola.
I was
really shocked about that one, and also I'm excited for TFA.
Do
y'all play them?
No, we don't.
They got a roster now.
Yeah, I mean they finally got some people in there, so I'm excited about that. They got a lot of hype around them right now. So we play them on their homecoming game, so that's going to be fun.
Oh.
Yeah, they got a lot of our transfers.
Yeah.
A lot of our kids went there.
Yeah, they got a lot of guys. Yes, a lot of guys. They got a really good offensive line now.
But
I don't think TFA is going to shock too many people.
Yeah.
I think they're going to choke pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah, but Bishamore I'm excited about.
Okay.
I mean, it might be a little biased because I'm friends with everyone, but it shocked me when they beat Osceola, so I'm going to be keeping a close eye on them.
That is shocking. That was definitely a shocking
outcome. Osceola's not that good, though.
No, which is surprising because they got dogs.
Yeah.
I was going to say their linebackers are pretty damn.
Linebacker core is crazy.
Linebackers, Tavion Swint.
Yeah.
They've got some dogs on their team. It's just, I don't know what was going wrong.
The coaching.
Yeah, they got one of our old coaches. He's a I'm not going to speak on that too much.
Yeah, man, Osceola. I don't know. They were really good, 3 years ago?
When they had LeBlanc and Brandon Walker.
Yeah. John Walker.
John Walker.
Yeah. That kid is a dog.
We beat them when they had John Walker as a senior year. So we played them.
Oh, yeah.
State championship 2022.
Uh-huh.
Beat them there. JV team played them next year. That was my first and last JV game.
Okay.
Beat them. Actually, they were doing up-downs on the field after the game. And then the next year, we play them at Osceola, and that's when John Walker was a senior. And, you know, I mean, he was good. He's strong as heck, but, you know, he's got some flaws in his game back then. So, I mean, I'm sure he's corrected them now. But
he's got a heck of a motor. You got to give it to him on that.
He definitely does. Yeah. But we beat him in overtime.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So did you block him at all or LeBlanc or
I got LeBlanc overrated but Walker
hey we keep it real
yeah Walker was good. I'll say that Walker was definitely a guy.
Okay.
My freshman year we played him at Jones.
Okay. Yeah, and they got talent though. I mean, I don't know, but they're just not putting it together right now.
No, definitely not. I don't know what's going on.
Who's the best player you guys have ever played against?
I don't know his name.
I'd say my teammate. Probably Malik.
Okay.
Malik was a dog at Jones.
Yeah.
Either Preston Watson. I mean, he's
a
teammate too, but guy at Venice, he went to Georgia.
Okay, yeah, yeah. You were telling me about him last time.
He was Damian. Yeah, he was good. I'll say that. I will be the
they produce guys over there.
Yeah, not even to be like mad about it, but he was a dog. I'll say that for
sure. What about in like a camp? Have you ever seen someone that's just like, oh man, that dude, he can play?
I mean, Deuce is good. Not really. I mean, I knew most of the people that I'd go to a camp, and I've known them for a little while. So most of the time when I go to camps, I see too many familiar faces. Like when I go to camps, I don't go against Deuce, and I don't go against Jake Krell. Because I go against him so much, especially Jake, him and me train together. So it's definitely not fair if I went against him.
How is it without pads?
It's a lot of people hate it, but I kind of like it.
Okay.
You know, I like it when people bull rush without pads because, I mean, that's when I'll get a cheap shot in or two there. Yeah, I'll try to like double.
That's a bold strategy without pads, though.
Yeah, exactly. But people will try to bull rush, and I'll be like, all right, well, let me plant, and then I'll try to like double underhook, but maybe a handle slip and hit you in the neck. But it happens. Yeah.
Dang. What about you in camp? Is there anyone that's just blowing you away at a camp?
I don't really count for real.
Yeah.
Like, not as a top of my head. I can't think of no names.
Yeah. Man, I know, because I've listened to Baylen speak about you, and he said that you have – like the best arm talent that he's seen, and just getting a compliment from that just amount of people that he's produced, getting something like that carries a lot of weight, you know? So you guys do a lot of competitions in terms of like point keeping and stuff when you're training, like, or is it just kind of just who looks better?
Who looks better?
Yeah.
You know, I just talk trash to them boys when we just working out. I just keep it real.
Yeah.
But nah, at the end of the day, it just be all love.
Yeah. That's cool, man. I know you got Grubbs going to Notre Dame. That's going to be cool to see. And Clayton's still undecided, right?
Yeah, which it shocked me because I want to say I might be wrong about the timeline, but I'm pretty sure Brady, he started like the class of 26, like the elite quarterbacks. Most of them are in Florida.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was like one of the first people to commit, right?
Brady?
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
No, did he? No, he committed after.
It was Noah.
Oh, so
Brady was Michigan after.
Noah started like, boom. Noah committed. Brady commit. You commit. Yeah. A few others commit. And Mike Clean's like one of the last few and like good elites in Central Florida that haven't committed. And it kind of shocked me because I'm like, well, now you got the 26
the roster's
quarterback.
Filling up. Yeah.
You got people that are taking the spot. So I mean, we've talked about it, but
is he gonna put a top out? I mean, you don't got to if that's his private information. I don't know.
He told me he's gonna wait till next year.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, he's gonna wait.
Mm. He's a fun guy to watch too.
Yeah, which surprises me because I mean I always wanted to be committed before my senior year.
Exactly.
So
really?
Yeah, it shocked me when he told me he was gonna wait till next year to put a top out there. Which I mean I don't blame him because you gotta take your time going to every school. I mean it takes time and money and all this and that, but you gotta get it done.
Yeah,
the timeline's ticking.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like committing before your senior year gives you like that freedom to just play ball. Your last year with your home
sense of security 100%. Too, you know.
Exactly. And last night I just played so freely, I wasn't even stressing about it.
Really?
Yeah, because you're not playing for like, oh, I need to do this today.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but when the recruiting process started getting down to it in June, it was so stressful. Yeah.
So stressful.
So bad. I was like, I was like, my sleep schedule was off, all this and that. It was bad. So when I committed, it was like so much weight off my shoulders.
I bet.
It helped me out a lot in my mental and playing football in general. Yeah. I'm starting to have a lot more fun with it.
That's a big aspect, especially for a quarterback and even an offensive lineman if you're out there calling fronts and identifying the mic and stuff. But just that mental clearance where it's like I can just focus on what I need to do now.
Yeah, absolutely. So how often do you guys stay in touch with the coaches over at Miami? Do you give them updates or –
Every day.
Really?
Yeah, I talk to them about every day.
Yeah. I was actually texting them during the game last night.
What?
Yeah, we was having a full conversation last night during the game.
Were they watching it somehow? Was that streamed? Do you know?
I couldn't find the stream.
It wasn't streaming?
Somehow they saw clips and stuff.
They saw clips?
Yeah. They were sending me some, like, it was, I don't know who was live streaming it, but they were, like,
they were streaming
screen,
it.
They screen recorded some of it.
Really?
Them. Yeah.
Man, that's cool. Yeah, they know what they're doing as far as recruiting.
No, definitely.
They're doing it
right.
That's exciting. Well, I'm excited that you guys are excited, and that's awesome. I'm glad you guys got to, you know, finally sit down and meet. We're going to do one last segment. We're just going to do rapid-fire questions. We did it last time on the podcast with you. Nope. You guys can answer, you know, at the same time. It's not a competition. But basically, you just answer the question, first thing that comes to your mind, and then we go from there. Just kind of let people learn about you. You ready?
Yep.
All right. We're going to do favorite school to play against.
FSU.
Oh, no. Okay. That's my next question. Okay. I was going to say right now in high school.
Oh, Lake Mary.
Lake Mary.
Edgewater.
All right. College team you look most forward to playing?
FSU.
Florida.
Florida. Okay. All right. Best high school uniforms, not your own team.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Just look the best. Best uniforms.
Black.
No. Like, no, oh,
like,
okay.
Like a team.
Like the team actual team, just not your team. You can't say Jones.
Oh, some of that.
Oh, yeah. They got some nice ones. Down south?
I like Lake Mineola's uniforms.
Lake Mineola's are cool. They got the Oregon look to them, neon.
I like that. They used to have a chrome helmet, and
that looked good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got some good ones. What's your favorite?
In the area?
I like West Orange and Boone. Yeah, Boone's got sweet uniforms.
Boone. Orange, too.
Yeah, West Orange
is
tough.
I like Boone's uniforms.
Yeah, Boone's. I like the colors.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, Boone's probably up there for me.
Yeah.
West Orange. Yeah, I'd probably go Boone as my number one.
You guys got new helmets, right?
Yeah,
we did. I couldn't tell if it was like the sun hitting a certain way. Those are pretty cool.
Yeah, so we've always had those sparkles in them, but it wasn't as many.
Yeah.
So you couldn't really see them like that. And it was just, they chipped off really easy, especially for me at least. But they put a lot more, it's a lot brighter orange in it now, and there's a lot more of them, so you can see them from the side.
Yeah, it looked good. It looked good. I liked it. Who would play you in a movie? If they made a movie about you when your career is wrapped up, who's playing you?
My dad.
Oh, okay.
Nah. Jason Taylor. Not Jason. Yeah. Jason Kelsey.
Jason Kelsey?
Yeah, Jason Kelsey.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool. You don't have the beard, though, like him.
It's going to come in soon. It's going to come in soon. A little bit.
All right. Good answers. What's your hidden talent? Something no one knows about.
Who plays the piano?
I don't know. I'm good at golf.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm real good at golf. Shot at 81 last time I played.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm good at gaming.
Gaming. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh. Games. Anything?
Yeah. Okay. Besides like Call of Duty or stuff.
No? I was about to say Call of Duty is the one I'm really good at.
Here's a good question. Did any coach ever try to play a game with you? Like recruiting wise?
Nah. I ain't
decline. Yeah. Didn't want to beat them. So I was in recruiting a few years back, and they were like, "Yeah, you guys, this is a funny story. You guys have to, you know, bond with these kids." And like, what a better way to bond than playing games and stuff, getting on the mic. So I asked the kid, we were recruiting heavy. And I'm like, you know, you want to play? I got a PlayStation. He's like, yeah. Get on. I'm like, all right. Like, what do you want to play? He said, Fortnite. I'm like, I don't play Fortnite. This is a true story. I had my brother play, and I was on the mic. He ended up committing, dude. It worked.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Dude, I'm like, I can't embarrass myself. Like, I'll play him in Madden, 2K, FIFA, but I can't play Fortnite. My brother was good, though, so he played.
I hopped on NCAA when I was in Miami a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I played one of the coaches.
Oh, yeah? That's cool, man. I like seeing all those videos of them playing, like, in the meeting rooms and stuff, and everyone gets hype and stuff. Those are cool. Kendrick or Drake?
Drake.
Oh, that was quick.
Kendrick, yeah.
Oh.
I haven't really been a fan of Drake. That's the weird thing. I've never really – he's got some good songs here and there that I like, but I've never been, like, a diehard Drake fan. I mean, I'm not a diehard Kendrick fan either. I mean, same thing with him, but recently I like Kendrick more.
Okay. I like Kendrick's music. I mean, I used to listen to that back when I was in, like, middle school, high school.
That was playing in the locker room for us when we were in high school. Yeah. Money Trees and
Man I mean, City. But Drake's made some bangers too. He's got some great songs. I mean, I don't know anything about the beef. I don't really care about that.
But. Yeah, I don't follow it.
What is your most used emoji? What's your number one emoji on your phone?
The crying emoji, like the crying laughing. But no, the one that's like actual like crying.
Oh, you got the tears going down the cheeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That one or the what's it called? The cool. It just says
the glasses.
No,
oh, says, oh cool. Says cool. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like if I don't really feel like responding, I just put cool.
Congrats on the commitment. Cool.
You know the cat laughing emoji?
Yeah.
I use that with everything.
Oh, so you go towards the cat.
Person. You're the cat person. Cat
laughing emoji. That's funny. I think mine's just the regular laughing one.
I would say I have like the sideways laughing face. You know,
okay. Kind of crooked. You got to be fancy with the sideways. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, last question here. We just recently passed the Olympics. What Olympic sport would you be best at?
Shot put.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever thrown a shot?
I did when I was in high school. Not high school, middle school.
Have they tried to recruit you out there at Simla?
Yeah, they tried to last year, and I just kind of go out there.
I wonder if Miami's track team's going to reach out to you to throw.
Come on.
They might.
Yeah.
Probably track.
Track. You ever run track? No. What events do you think? You 100, 200, 400?
Probably 200.
200? Hey, that's a good event.
I ran 200 in middle school. See about that. I got first place in one of them.
Does Larry run track?
Nah.
Larry Miles? He's quick.
Probably be a really good track runner.
Yeah, he's probably going to run track this year.
Mm-hmm. You think? Yeah. Man, that's cool.
Track helps a lot of guys get recruited.
It does. I'll tell you that right now firsthand. For you guys, quarterback and O-line doesn't really matter as much. But, like, the skill guys, receivers, running backs, corners.
DBs. I think it's mandatory. Our running backs, receivers, and DBs have to practice track.
Yeah, and Seminole's always got a good program, too, track program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Larry told me all the coaches keep asking me what's his track time.
Yeah, they don't even – I'm telling you, bro, they don't even care about the 40. They care more about the 100, 200, all that stuff. I mean, they care about the 40, but, like, when I was recruiting, everyone's like, what's his 100? What's his 200?
Yeah,
it's crazy. 40s are so, in my opinion, they're so exaggerated sometimes. Like, you can go to a camp, they're like, 4.3.
I'm never going to run a 40-yard dash. Yeah. Game. Never,
I don't
never,
run 40.
Never. Runs. Yeah, I think
they humble you quick.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I think for the O-lineman, it's like first 10-yard split.
Yeah, it's the 10-yard split. Yeah, because you got to get up there to a backer, get out to a corner real quick in the flats.
But the same thing goes for that. It's like it's not realistic because when I'm doing that, I have a different base than when I'm trying to run fast.
Exactly. And you're going out there to hit.
I don't think it's the best measurement of speed. That's my opinion. Yeah. I think there's fast guys that have run slow 40s.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, there's not guys that have run fast 40s that are slow.
Yeah.
And there's guys that just have football speed.
Yeah, 100%. There's a certain way to run the 42. There's a way to kind of like get off the lasers right and stuff. So I don't know. Like when I see a guy like he runs a 4.5 and he's a 4.3 speed, it happens. Like I don't know. And also the difference between that is a snap. You take one wrong step. So I don't know. Yeah, Larry, I think he should definitely run track. I think he's a 10.4, 10.5 guy from what I've seen on tape. I don't know. We'll have to see. You don't think so?
Might be too low.
What do you think he's running?
Like 10.9.
10.9? You think? He looks quick on tape, though.
Nah, he's quick in like the first 30. Very quick.
I don't know. I guess it depends on how good his block
his get-off speed.
The 100's all the start.
He's got great get-off speed.
Get-off, like acceleration just now.
Yeah. Because we gave him the special teams player of the year last year because his return game is crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Devin Hester was there last night.
Yeah, he was.
That's a good person. Did you guys talk to Devin?
Yeah, he was on the sideline.
Did you talk to him, Max?
Devin who?
Devin Hester.
Oh, no, I didn't.
You didn't talk to him? No. I mean, that's a Miami great all the time. But really, really appreciate you guys and your time, man. We try to meet in the middle. I know it's hard because you guys live on different sides of Central Florida, but thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Excited to watch your season. Sam, you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, one more question. What do you have for, like, the younger quarterbacks and the younger offensive linemen, you know, kind of just starting their football career in high school? What is your advice for them?
Stop worrying about everybody else. Just focus on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all.
Love it.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Put some mass on. We got a lot of young offensive linemen out there that are small.
They need squats.
Yeah, they need to get on that mass gainer shake and start eating 4 or 5 meals a day.
Yeah.
Definitely help them out in the weight room and put some mass on. It's going to help in the offensive line.
That's a big one, and I can tell you firsthand that a lot of coaches and stuff see that. They look at your lower body. It matters, bro. It matters.
Definitely does.
Crazy to say, but it really does matter.
No, one of the times when I went to Miami during spring, they like measured my ankles and my knees.
Yeah, 100%. That lower body matters, man.
Yeah, before I committed, they put a measurement behind my wrist.
Yeah.
My wrist and my ankles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know the science behind it, but they got something.
Yeah, but I love watching your game, dude, with, you know, your measurables. You know, you kind of throw all that stuff out the window. I know that's the only thing people have ever said is measurables, 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 but I know you've trained with older guys growing up, and, I mean, you're doing nothing but proving yourself. So just keep doing what you're doing, man. We're really excited, and if we got a future Heisman here, we'll go back on this podcast to hear it, and then he's going to get drafted first overall to the Bears.
Bears.
All right, man. Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Sure.